This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue Masechta Yevamos. So, the Gemara said on Yezayin Amabez, Rav Yehuda says, a Shemeras Yavam, a woman, waiting her Yavam, that she dies, you cannot marry her mother. Why? Because Yesh Zika. Because this opinion holds Yesh Zika. Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. Now, we've learned already that Rav Yehuda has a number of Rabbeim. For example, Rav Yehuda learned from Rav Asi. And after Rav Asi, he learned from Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Had de Rav Yehuda de Shmuel. That which Rav Yehuda said earlier, that Yesh Zika, he got that from Shmuel, his Rebbe. And he didn't get it from Rav, who was also his Rebbe. You see that, Rashi? He didn't get it from Rav, who was also his Rebbe. Now, it's interesting to me, you know, why isn't Rav Asi a possibility? I mean, that's what we learned on Rashi and Yuzayin Amad Aleph said that he also learned from Rav Asi. Okay, now how do we know he got it from Shmuel? The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, a woman waiting for Yivam, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achoysa. That his brother married his sister. In other words, a woman waiting a Yavam. And the brother of the Yavam, who also could have done Yibam, married the sister. So Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru, they send the name Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Oimrim Loi, we tell this guy, who basically jumped the gun and married the sister of the Yavama, Hamtein, wait, Adshe Yase Achicha Maisa. Until your brother consummates the Yibam, and thereby removing the Zika. Because right now, pal, you married Achois Zikukasai. So you cannot do Nisuin to her. Because the fact that her sister fell to you renders your wife Asur to you. She's Achois Zikukasai. So wait until your brother does Yibam. And now your wife is no longer the sister of someone who's zakuk to you because your brother's yibam sort of terminates the zika. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Amar le. So who's talking now? Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda got it from Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, Amarle di the Rav Mai. And let's say he got it from Rav. Who cares who he got it from? Says, well, if he got it from Rav, Kasha the Rav the Rav. Then it would be a stira in Rav, because Rav Huna said the name of Rav on Yudzayin Omid Beis, Ein Zika. So Gemara says, why would it be a stira in Rav? Maybe he got it from Rav. And there's a Machlokes Amoraim. Dilma Amaroi Ninu Valiba the Rav. Maybe it's a Machlokes Amaroim in regarding what Rav holds. Says the Gemara, Kivan de Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya. Since it was taught in the name of Shmuel explicitly, Yesh Zika Mishmei de Rav Kamaroi. And if it would be like Rav, it would have to be Machlokes Amoraim, because the truth is, we have a statement that Rav holds Ein Zika, so if you're going to attribute to Rav, it would have to be Machlokes Amoraim what Rav holds. Why forsake an established known fact? We already know Shmuel holds Yesh Zika, so we might as well attribute it to Shmuel, then attribute it to Rav, and then say, oh, I, Rav, holds Ein Zika, it's Machlokes Amoraim what Rav holds. I mean, why invent an unnecessary dispute in Shitas Rav when you could just attribute to Shmuel, and we know Shmuel holds Yesh Zika? Yeah, I think that makes sense. What is the Havamina? Why? I mean, what? Why say Rav? What's the advantage of saying Rav?
Saying, why don't we say Rav? It's Machlekes Amaram. So the Torah says we shouldn't say Machlekes Amaram. We could just say Shmuel. So it doesn't.
So Rashi says. So it's interesting, because when Rav Huna said his opinion, Rav Huna said Shemer Siyam Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Now Rav Yehuda was also a Talmud of Rav, but he was also a Talmud of Shmuel. So why didn't he say where he got it from? You know, isn't it a little suspicious that Rav Huna tells you he got it from Rav, and Rav Yehuda doesn't say where he got it from? So maybe that indicates that Rabbi Huda is just saying, look, I got it from the same person you got it from, but I got a different halacha. Because if he in fact got it from Shmuel, why didn't he say he got it from Shmuel? And now we have to figure out where he got it from. Maybe he heard it from Rav. So the Gemara says, no, it's better to say there's no machloikis in what Rav holds, even though Rav Huna didn't quite say he got it from Shmuel. Maybe Rashi is mashma that a little bit. Rashi de Maskal Hachi Kamas Nisula, the Rav Yehuda de Lael Bestama, Shal Hiskar Shem Rabba, Yitzri Chisel Men Gadar Yehuda de Shmuel Hi. I don't know. Okay, good question. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, "Amrita l'shmaita kameid Rav Zvid min Nehrada." Rav Kahana said, "I said this sugya before Rav Zvid of Nehrada." Amar Rav Zvid of Nehrada said, "Atun hachi mas nisula. You guys in Pumpadisa, you learn that Rav Yehuda said it's stam, and we're going to figure out that he got it from Shmuel. Anan behedya mas ninan. We learned beferosh that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shemer Siyam Shemesa Asaber Ima Amakasaber Yesh Zika Va'azal Shmuel Etameid Amar Shmuel Halachik Rav Yehuda Ben Mesera. So in Rav Kahana's version, Rav Kahana said he said the sugya before Rav Zvid, and Rav Zvid said that in Neherda they learned explicitly Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Says the Gemara Tzricha. Now, then it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shemer Siyavim Shemesa Aser Be'ima, and Shmuel said, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira, that Yesh Zika. So why did he have to say it twice? Why did he have to say Aser Be'ima, and Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira, that Tamtin Lo Yad Sheyasa Achicha Maisa, both statements indicate Yesh Zika. So it says Gemara Tzricha, I need both of them. Diyashminan Yesh Zika. If it would just teach Yesh Zika, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Bechad. This is all taught by one. I will betray Loi. But not by two. If he would say Yesh Zika, I would think only by one there is Zika. But not by two. So therefore he taught Halachah Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Yashin Halachah Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I would think Hani Mili Mechayim Yesh Zika. But Achar Misa, but after Misa, Pakala Zika. Maybe Zika is Paka and Mutter Be'ima. Says the Gemara, no. Kamash Malon, the Zika Bechdilai Paka. So the Chiddush is Zika does not evaporate into thin air. Zika Bechdilai Paka. Okay. Says the Holy Mishnah. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Now these two brothers are be'olam echad, and one of them dies without children. And Shimon does Yibam to Eshes Ruvain. And then Levi's born. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So is even this Eshes Achav Shloi Ba'ilamai? True, she was not contemporaneous with Ruvain's death, with Ruvain, but now Levi was alive so long as this woman was married to Shimon. Says the Gemara, Harishana Yaitza Misham Eshazah Shabbailamai. If Shimon dies, his first wife, meaning Reuven, the wife that he married, who used to be Reuven's wife, Reuven's widow, leaves because of Eshazah Shabbailamai, Vashniya, and the co wife Misham Tsarasa. Also about Maimer, if Shimon, let's say, does Maimer to this woman, Umeis, then the second woman, you do chalitza, but you don't do yibam. This is exactly like the first Mishnah, only that in the first Mishnah, Levi was born before Shimon did yibam, and in this Mishnah, Levi was born after Shimon did yibam. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, even in this case, Reb Shimon says, in this case, where Levi was born after Shimon did yibam, miyabim leizim hen shayir, so you do yibam to anyone you want. Or you do chalitza to anyone you want, because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that since Levi was born after Shimon did Yibam, this is not Eishas Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. And since it's not Eishas Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, you could do Yibam or chalitza to anyone you want, because both of these women are perfectly permitted. Now, the fact that Reb Shimon comments in the second Mishnah, where Levi was born after Shimon did Yibam, and Reb Shimon doesn't comment in the first Mishnah, because there Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, presumably Reb Shimon holds only in the latter case, it's not Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, because you came into the world when she was already Shimon's wife. But if you came into the world before Shimon did Yibam, presumably, Reb Shimon would say that's still Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'ilamai. But comes Rav Yishai Cholakai Reb Shimon Afarishayna. Reb Shimon argues, even in the first case, that even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibam, this is not Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Now, how in the world could that be? Then when is there Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'ilamai? So you say, maybe never. We know there's a Gzeres HaKosov of Ki Yeshvu, Sheyeshlam Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilam, that was Yudzayin Amud Beis. So Rav Oishia is of the opinion, just like Rav Shimon argues in the latter Mishnah, where Levi was born after Shimon did Yibam, Rav Shimon would argue, even in the first case, that if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibam, it's also not Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'ilamai. Why? Mimai? How do I know this? Midiktani Mishnah Yisera. From the fact that Rebbe taught an extra Mishnah, namely the first Mishnah, Bava Dereisha Laman Katanila. For whose opinion did Rebbe teach that it's Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, even if Levi is born? If Levi is born before Shimon does Yibam, what's the point of teaching me that halacha? I already know for the Rabbanon, it's Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, even if Levi is born after Shimon does Yibam. So of course it's Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai if he's born before Shimon does Yibam. Why teach the first Mishnah? Laman Katanila. Ilei Mele Rabbanon, if it's to teach me a chiddush in the Rabbanon, that it is Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, what kind of chiddush is that? Hashta yibeim ulevesayif noilad. Now, if in a case where if you did yibam, and then, if in the latter case, in the seifa, where Shimon did yibam, and then Levi was born, dechi ashkecha be'tera ashkecha, that when Levi came into the world, this woman was beheter. Asri, the Rabbanon said that, say, that's Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'ilamai. Asri Rabbanan, Noilad v'achar kach Yibim. So in the first case, where first Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibam, Mi bai, is it needed to say that it's Esha Sachashov Shalai Haya Bai Lamai? So the first Mishnah is not needed to teach me anything in the Rabbanon. Why? Because in the Rabbanon, once I know the Seifa that it's Esha Sachashov Shalai Haya Bai Lamai, even if Levi's born after Shimon did Yibam and he finds her Beheter, of course, if he's born before Shimon does Yibam, it's Esha Sachashov Shalai Haya Bai Lamai. So it's not teaching me anything in the Rabbanon. It must be that it was taught to teach that Reb Shimon would say it's not Eisha Sachav Shalaya Bai Lamai, even though Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam. El Alav the Reb Shimon Itzrech. It must be that it was needed to be taught for the Shita of Reb Shimon. And the Reisha was taught to teach me a Kula in Reb Shimon, that even that is not Eisha Sachav Shalaya Bai Lamai. The Tana Reisha, and it taught them the Reisha Laidiacha Koichad Reb Shimon, to make it known the Koichad Reb Shimon. The Tana Seifa and the Seifa taught Laidiacha Koichad Rabbanon, to teach the Koichad of the rabbis. So the first case, which is a Chiddush, that it's not Eisha Sachar Shalai Bai Lamai, is a Chiddush for Reb Shimon. And the second case, that it's a Chiddush that it is Eisha Sachar Shalai Bai Lamai, is a Chiddush in the Rabbanon. Now the truth is, then Reb Shimon's opinion should be found in the first Mishnah. Why is Reb Shimon's opinion not found in the first Mishnah? Why didn't Rebbe say in the first Mishnah, if it's Noilad v'achakach yibeim Shimon, in that case, Reb Shimon says it's not Eisha Sachash Shalai Bai Lamai? Says the Gemara, v'dinhu d'nifleg Reb Shimon v'reisha. Really, Reb Shimon should have argued in the Reisha. He waited for the rabbis ad the Masaimil Mosan until they finished their words. Vahadar Palag Elihu, and then Reb Shimon argued. But technically speaking, you would have expected to find Reb Shimon Shita written in the first Mishnah. He just let the rabbis finish their discussion that not only is Yeshua Eshazvachav Shalai Bai Lamai if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, but even if Levi was born after Shimon dad Yibam, and Rav Shimon says, I hold it's not Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai, even if Levi was born before Shimon dad Yibam. So now the Gemara says, in that case, what is Eisha Sachav Shalai Haya Bai Lamai in Rav Shimon? Says Gemara, Ela Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai, the Rav Shimon Hech Mishkachasa. How exactly do we have a case of Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai in the world of Rav Shimon? Says Gemara, Bechad Acha, where there's one brother, and the brother dies, and then the wife falls, but there's no brother to fall to, and then the brother is born. Because in that case, as we're going to see, there is no Zika to anybody else. So the Zika to this brother is Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai. Masha'ein Cain, if he was born after his brother was there already, so then the Zika, we're going to see, to his brother is already some kind of formal union, and now when Levi comes to the world, it's not Eisha Shalai Bai Lamai, because she, in a way, is already Eisha Shemain. So that's one scenario of Eisha Shalai Bai Lamai, where there's one brother. B'chad acha, one brother will miss, and the brother dies. V'noyel lo'ach, and then the brother is born. Inami betray. Another situation of Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai is if in fact there was another brother, and then Levi is born, but Shimon does not do Yibam, and Shimon doesn't die. So in that case, that is Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai. Because if the second one doesn't do Yibam, and he doesn't die, then you're going to be Usur after Reuven dies. But if the second one does do Yibam, then that's Paka, the Zika of the original Zika, and he becomes a full-fledged wife of, she becomes a full-fledged wife of the second brother. So in other words, according to Rab Shimon, there are two possibilities of Eishes Achar Sholei Ba'ilamai. Either one brother, and after he dies, another brother is born, or even two brothers. And the only thing is, Shimon never does Yibam, and he doesn't die. So this is Eishes Achar Sholei Ba'ilamai. Because in a case where Levi is born before Shimon does Yibam, once Shimon does Yibam, so then that removes any Zika to Levi. Says the Gemara, now let's try to understand why Reb Shimon holds that if the brother was born and then Shimon did Yibam, this is not Eishes Achar Sholei Ha'ibalamei. Says Gemara, Bishlama Yibam Be'achar Kach Noilad, I understand the case of Yibam, and then where Shimon does Yibam and then Levi is born, in the meaning the Seifa, ki ashkecha, because when Levi finds her beheter ashkecha, he found her beheter married to Shimon, and Shimon already removed the zika from the first husband. Ela noilad v'acher kach yibam, but if Levi was born and then Shimon did yibam, so he did not find her beheter my taima. What's the reason why this is not a shesachav shalayah b'ilamai? Says the Gemara, kasavar. The reason of Rabbi Yishya is he holds Yesh Zika, there is a bond, the Zika Kiknusa Damya, and Zika is like married. So even though he was born after, he was born before Shimon did Yibam, once Shimon does Yibam to a woman who is already Zakuk to him, she is considered the full-fledged wife of Shimon. Rashi, Yesh Zika, Kishanafla Lefnei Hasheni, when she fell before the second guy, Kodem Lidasa Shelzeb, before Levi was born, Viniskakole Lasheni, and she was Zakuk to the second one, Alima Hahi Zika, that Zika strong Lashavie Kiknusa, to render her like a Knusa, Vahavile Ki Yibem Levisaif Noilad, and it's considered like Yibem, and then he's born. Says the Gemara, Maskefla Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked on Rabbi Yishya, because Rabbi Yishya holds Yesh Zika. But by the way, Merv Rabbi Yisai, that means a very big chiddush. That Rabbi Yishya holds Zika is so strong that Zika is Doiraisa. And since Zika is Doiraisa, it removes Eishasachav Shalei Havai Lamai. If Zika was only Drabbanan, it cannot get rid of a Erva Dairaisa. It must be the fact that this woman was Zakuk to Shimon, even though he didn't do Yibam yet, and Levi was born, it's like she was already married to Shimon.
So in the case of two brothers where Shimon doesn't do Yibam, or doesn't do Yibam, why don't we say Yesh Zika there?
Why don't we say Yesh Zika and then what? And that should make it that she's not Eish Sachar Sholei
Ha'ibalamai? Right. The same story.
The same svara. It sounds like that this Zika is strong, provided that it ends up in Yibam. But if it doesn't end up in Yibam, oh, here's another thing, because if he doesn't do Yibam, then there's Zika to Levi also, no? And that would render him Eishes Achar Sholei Ba'ilamai. Why don't we view it that the Zika that was to Shimon, which preempted anything, is like a Knusa? I hear, interesting question. Important question. Why is it only that if the brother ends up doing Yibum, then we say it's not Eishes Achar Sholei Ba'ilamai, but the second Nafkamina, if there are two brothers and you didn't do Yibam, and he didn't die, so that's Eisha Sachar Shalei Bailame. Maybe because there's Zika to Levi as well. So Gemara has the following question. Maskefla Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked as follows. Hashta Zika Umaymer Mesafke L'Rab Shimon. We're going to demonstrate that Rabbi Shimon is not such a fan of Zika, because he's even Mesupik about Zika and Maimer. Ike Knusadami, like Knusadami. Zika L'Chudei Mibay. Now you're going to say Zika alone is Kiknusa, when Reb Shimon we know is a Mesupik, whether Zika and Maimer is Kiknusa. So Gemara says, Maihi, what are you talking about? The Tanan, Shlosha Achen Nesun Shalish Nashim, Nachrias. Three brothers married to three foreign women, meaning they're not, the women are not related. Umesach HaMehem, and Reuven died. Vasaba Sheni Maimer, and Shimon did Maimer to Eshes Reuven. Umes, and now Shimon died. The two wives of Shimon, you do chalitza not yibam. Why? Because shenemar umeis echon mehem. You do yibam when one husband dies, then yavama yavay aleha. Then her yavam comes upon her, which we learn misha aleha zikas yavam echad v'lo shaleha zikas shnei yavamin. The only time you do yibam to yavama is if she's coming from one house, not if she's coming from two houses. And the Tanakam over here holds that Maimar creates a quasi-Kinyan. So since it creates a quasi-Kinyan, so in a way, this woman is Zakuk both from Reuven, in case the Maimar didn't work, and from Shimon, in case the Maimar did work. And you can't do Yibam, because we have a Drasha, and therefore you do Chalitza to her and to her Tzara. Reb Shimon Oimer, no. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Maimer is not not Kiknusa, but rather it's a Suffolk. It's not Maimer does a little bit. It's a Suffolk if it does everything and if it does all, or if it does nothing. If it does nothing, then the halacha is you could do Yibam to both women, because one's coming from Reuven and one's coming from Shimon. If Maimer does everything, then you do Yibam to one woman and nothing to the other. So what do we say? Do Yibam to anyone you want, and you do to Chalitza to the second one, Misafik. Reb Shimon Oimer Miyabim Le'ezim Mehen Shirt, so you do Yibam to anyone you want, V'choyleitz L'Shniya, and then you do Chalitza to the second one. Now why can't you do Yibam to both? Because the Yivume Tarvayoloi, because maybe Yesh Zika, and then there are two Yivamim coming from one house, Vavishne Yivamais, Habois, Mibayis Achad. And we'll continue with this, Be'ezus Hashem, next week. I guess Sayim Gedalia, either during the day or regular time, we'll continue with the Daf Yotes. Wishing everyone an amazing night. Everyone. Shalom Shana Toiva, Tikasev, Visechasev, thank you for joining us. And Be'ezus Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us Siyata Deshmaya to learn further. Now, I have a conflict Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.